My name is Lauren Bush, and I'm, I guess, here today to talk about the Points of Light Institute, and that's www.pointsoflightinstitute.org.
Lauren Bush, first tell me about this event that is coming up on March 21st. It's to honor your grandfather, and I think it's really nice because it is about service rather than about politics, which is so refreshing.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. It's on March 21st. It's in D.C. at the Kennedy Center. And it's just, from what I've heard, I don't know all the details, it's going to be a really amazing lineup of performers and entertainers. I know my grandfather is really looking forward to it. I think it's a really special moment to honor him and for my family to honor him and for everyone to honor him for what he started at with the Points of Light Institute and through service, helping encourage the service movement in America.
Now, service is something that's so important to your family. It's almost like it's in your DNA, isn't it?
Yeah, we all kind of do our bits, but definitely, you know, grew up with amazing examples of what service truly is.
Tell me about how you personally, was there any one event that you attended or something that happened to you that really directed your personal involvement, you, Lauren Bush, your personal involvement in causes?
Yeah, you know, it's hard, so hard to narrow down to one moment, I would say, but, you know, from the time I can remember, I was going to sort of, I saw my grandfather as a leader and as you know, one of the heads of the country, being the leader of service and encouraging service. But on the other side, my mom would take us and we would go to soup kitchens every Thanksgiving and, you know, actually really do service and do hands-on giving, which I think is really important and obviously is a big influence in what I'm doing now.
I saw that you also, I guess when you were in college, did you go to CHAD or was that right afterward? Or did the,
yeah,
how did that influence you? And what did you see when you were there?
Huge. Yeah, I've had this amazing opportunity, starting when I was a student still, to become an honorary sort of spokesperson for the UN World Food Program. And as part of that, I was able to go to Asia, Latin America, and Africa, CHAD probably being the worst of all the situations I saw, and see their work firsthand, and to see that sort of level of poverty and hunger firsthand really has changed my life and obviously set me on a course to doing what I'm doing now, which is FEED, which is a for-profit company, and we also have a foundation as well, but the mission is to raise money and awareness for world hunger, as well as get healthier school meals for kids here in America.
And you lead a very interesting life because there's such a dichotomy. Not only are you involved in service, but you have this glamour puss kind of lifestyle as well. So give me some statistics and some numbers to help bring your message home as to why you got involved.
Yeah, I mean, over 350 million children go to bed hungry every night. About every 5 to 6 seconds, a child dies of hunger. So those alone are just shocking, and it's sort of hard to believe. You just hear numbers, and but after going and really visiting countries where this persists, it's true. And kids who aren't getting the proper nutrition by the time they're 5 years old, they're already, you know, they're already disabled in a sense because their mental capacity isn't what it could be. They're stunted in growth. It has all these very negative effects. As well, you know, hunger kills more people than AIDS, TB, and malaria combined. And it's an unnecessary thing. We know how to, you cure it with food and you cure it with nutrition. And there are great organizations out there working to do so. And it's just, it's complicated. And every country is different. Every, you know, continent is different. Every region is different. Every school is different. So how to do sort of grassroots approach to this issue, and also to really, you know, one thing that we're focusing on as well is employment. So we're trying to help employ people not only in America but abroad, but in developing countries to actually make our products, which we then sell and raise money for those countries.
I guess that after you probably came back from CHAD, you shed some tears because I can imagine that that must have been something to see.
Yeah.
But then you have to roll up your sleeves from then and do something concrete, I guess. And what is that your message today? What are you trying to get out there so that people hear it and say, yeah, you know, I should do something?
Yeah, I think, I mean, my whole idea and sort of going on these trips, and then from that, the idea of creating this feed bag, which is a very easy, tangible way for people to get involved in world hunger. And I think world hunger, as so many, you know, big social issues can be, is a huge, overwhelming thing. So where do people start and how do they get involved? And I think it's this thought that, you know, a problem or issue is too large. So where do you even begin? And I think that's what's great about the Points of Light Institute as well, because they're really, you know, they're giving people that starting point to say, here's how you get involved. It's, you know, this homelessness in America can seem overwhelming. Any issue can seem overwhelming. But yet when you just sort of dig in and do your part and volunteer or buy a bag or make a donation, whatever you do, I think it's important that you just kind of jump in.
I think you're right. If somebody wants to go online and find out more, where would they go and what would you suggest that they do first?
Well, I mean, I think it first is about sort of figuring out what you're passionate about, whether it's a global issue or a local issue. And then, you know, go to the Points of Light Institute. They have a great sort of resource guide. Allforgood.org is actually a great sort of volunteer, if you're just straight up looking for a volunteer activity. And obviously, if you're interested in world hunger, sort of healthier school meals for kids in America, you can visit thefeedfoundation.org.
Thefeedfoundation.org. And what are some of the, you talked about some of the items that you're selling. What are you selling and what's the biggest seller so far?
we primarily sell bags. We're sort of known for eco-friendly, reusable bags. And we have a pretty good variety now. I would say the biggest sellers as of this moment are probably the classic ones we started with, which is the Feed One bag, which feeds one child in school for a whole year when someone buys it, and the Feed Two bag, which feeds two children in school. But we also have sort of really fun, colorful bags that are handmade in Guatemala. I was actually there last week visiting the artisans and sort of the UNICEF programs it benefits. And there's just a ton of scarves and bracelets, mainly bags still, but we do have a bit more. So that site is actually feedprojects.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, feedprojects.com. All right,
yeah.
feedprojects.com. That's incredible. Did you say feeds kids for a year? Feeds a kid for a year?
Yeah, so
wow.
That's what was so shocking. I would travel, and it really, it costs so little to do so much. And so I just decided to build the cost of that donation into a product cost, and that so exactly when someone buys that bag, it feeds one child in school for a whole year.
Has your involvement in this changed the way you look at the modeling world and the world of fashion? Or talk about that for a minute, if you would.
Yeah, I am. You know, in a way, I think I've sort of somehow been able to kind of fuse the both, because the items we're selling are quote-unquote fashionable, yet they're really doing a good thing. I think at the core of it, fashion can have a heart and can really rally the masses around a cause. And that's what I feel like we've sort of tried to do with Feed, and I think other people are trying to do as well. And, you know, I do think you can look at fashion as sort of a frivolous industry, but on the other hand, it is an industry, and everyone has to get up and put some clothes on and grab a bag.
Mm-hmm.
So my sort of philosophy is, why not make that bag something that gives back and really helps people who need it?
Well said. Very well said. By the way, congratulations on your recent engagement.
Oh, thank you.
And now, is service important to you two as a couple?
Yeah, David is sort of one of the things we immediately kind of bonded on. He's really been involved. He actually, before I even knew him, was asked to speak at a Points of Light big board, you know, conference.
Oh.
Which is sort of funny because he helped start at Polo, where he is now, the Give Jeans campaign, where people would buy jeans and then decide what charity it would go back to. So really shining a light and highlighting volunteers and volunteerism. So it really, you know, outside of, before we even met, he was already really doing a lot of great stuff. Again, sort of combining fashion and philanthropy.
Well, it was meant to be, I guess, huh?
I know. There you go.
Well, Lauren, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about that. You were great. And
thank
I'm going to have to check out these feed bags.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.